the county showroom back?
Yep.
Okay. This is number 24144.
Good morning, Bud.
Good morning.
Morning, would you identify yourself for the record?
Good morning, Lieutenant Weisgerber, Weisgerber, Norwalk Police Department.
Thank you.
And Ralph Sherman, representing Ian Helen.
Thank you. Lieutenant, please state your case.
The appellant submitted an application on April 12th, 2023. After a background check was completed, Deputy Chief Walsh and Deputy Chief Lepore denied on grounds of suitability for disruptive and irresponsible behavior of reported incidents that were pretty much over a 16-year period, but mainly focusing on an event that occurred within 13 months prior to the application being submitted.
Thank you. Attorney Sherman, do you want a statement at this point?
I'll pass, thanks.
Lieutenant.
Okay. So, we normally look at incidents usually within like a 10-year period back, but we have a couple of older ones on this just to kind of show a prolonged pattern of behavior over the 16 years. So one of the first ones cited occurred in 2006 when the appellant was 24 years old. There was an incident of a dispute or a report of a disturbance at 12:45 a.m. at a gas station in which the female reports called a police report that a male pulled up next to her, began yelling at her profound names, that she's had ongoing problems with the appellant, with an issue stemming from the appellant being arrested for assault on her brother, and that they drove off with her boyfriend, that the appellant followed her at the next red light intersection, began to continue with the argument. The police were able to contact the appellant, denied being at the gas station, and reported that it was the female that initiated a contact at the red light and caused a disturbance. No police action. Second incident, also in 2006, again, now this one's at 1:37 a.m., 911 hang-up call from the area of 251 Ely Avenue. Officers respond, speak with a female, report that she's the one that was having an argument with the appellant. They couldn't get along and basically stated that because of the apartment that she resides in, he's on a lease and he's not allowed to be there. The appellant agreed to leave the apartment. We'll be back next morning. Again, no police action on that. Following year, 2007, appellant's 25 years old. Officers are patrolling in the Rudner Court housing complex, yelling coming from a building. The appellant was located with a laceration to the left ear, bleeding heavily, and a large bump on the left cheek. The officers described the appellant as being heavily intoxicated and irate at the time. The appellant advised the officers that he was there to visit his children, was punched by a drug dealer, but then also stated that he was playing cards on the sidewalk, game got out of hand, somebody called his name and struck him in the face with a bicycle. Transport Norwalk Police was advised to come in the next day for a statement, and it appears the appellant never followed up with that and continued with it. Then we moved to 2014. The appellant at that time is 32 years old. Officer on patrol observes the appellant failed to obey a stop sign. Then he makes a U-turn to go back and activates the lights to initiate a stop, and the appellant accelerated at the area to elude the officer. A high rate of speed, took off, failing to obey a second stop sign, and then eventually vehicle pulled over. As officer approached, the passenger opened the door, discarded a large plastic bag, discovered to be marijuana packaged for a street level sale, and the appellant was found to have two small baggies on his person. The appellant apologized to the officer, stating he had an expired license, no insurance, was hit with multiple charges. On this case, was actually convicted of reckless driving, 14222, and paid a fine of $250. Then we moved to 2018. Officer observes a disturbance out in front of a store between two males in front of Market, pulls over. The appellant walks back into the store. The other male stated they had an argument, not really sure what it was about. He exited the store. The appellant followed him outside, continued the argument, and that the male reported that during the argument, the appellant told him that he was Haitian and he would shoot him, but no gun was displayed. This time it appears the appellant got in a vehicle, left the area, and they attempted to locate the vehicle in the area. It was not located, no further police action. Then the most recent case to the date of the submission was in 2022. At 8 p.m., the appellant at the time is 40 years old. Bridgeport police responded to a report of a black male threatening an employee at the gas station with a knife over a dispute over gas. Officer, upon arrival, observes the appellant exiting the store, ordered to put the hands on the push bar, asked the appellant if he possessed a knife, and the appellant stated it was in his front right pocket. Appellant was detained in cuffs while the officer continues investigation. The complainant, who was an employee of Sitco, reported that the appellant was refused service due to a previous interaction and the employee resulted in a verbal dispute. The employee told the appellant to leave. At this time, the appellant advised the employee to make me. And then the employee began to exit from behind a counter and observed what he believed to be a knife in the appellant's hand, heard a click, which made him believe that it was a knife. And the employee did not see the open blade, and it wasn't displayed in a manner, but the employee grabbed a chair to defend himself. And the employee reported that the knife was placed in the pocket and he returned to counter. The officer reviewed the surveillance footage of the incident, and the appellant was observed holding a pocket knife at the side, and he was unable to determine the position of the blade at that time. When interviewed, the appellant stated he did have a verbal dispute with the employee for being refused service, and that he did say something to the effect of "make me" to the employee concerning the leave the premises. The employee did not wish to press charges, and you were advised, the appellant was advised not to return to the property for trespassing purposes. So no police action was taken by Bridgeport. So based on those incidents, the totality of them, and the timing of the submission of the application, the application was denied.
Did the appellant disclose these cases?
So he didn't have to disclose the incidents. The charge for reckless operation was not disclosed in the 2018 incident. So we actually don't usually consider that a false statement issue, because a lot of times people have a determination of what's a motor vehicle and what's a crime. So I believe that the application asked to list all arrest and crime, so he didn't list it as an arrest because it most likely was a summons. So at that point, it was not listed on the application that he has a conviction for the reckless operation, reckless driving surrounding that Bridgeport case in 2018.
Is reckless driving a crime?
I guess it's under the 14th title statute for motor vehicle.
Yeah, is drunk driving a crime?
Yes, it is, because
that's also 14.
some of them do switch over because of misdemeanors, or they can be felonies on other offenses and all that stuff.
Just my understanding is if there's a jail sentence attached to it, it's a crime, which would make, there is a lot of confusion, and even the appellant may have trouble knowing that, but...
That's why we don't kind of...
Yeah, I would say he should have, but you did give him a break by not making an issue of that.
Was there something in 2023?
Not that I have, no. Yeah, the 22 was the last incident, the application was in 23.
And not so much a question for the issue of authority, but your denial letter is very good.
Thank you.
In detail, that's not what we usually see, it's what we ask for. We can follow along, the appellant knows clearly where he stands, so that was good.
Always say it went along.
Yeah, I know. It's important to point it out when it...
For everybody.
When it happens, that everybody understands exactly where the case stands, you know, what the issue is. Just a comment.
Thank you.
Would you like to cross-examine?
No, thank you.
Questions from the board? Silent board. Attorney Sherman.
Okay, I'd like to call the appellant, please. Would you tell the board, please, how old are you?
23.
And what do you do for work?
I'm an assistant manager at the Old Food in Darien. Mm-hmm. And I also got a new job with the Ibilis.
Could you speak a little louder, please? It's hard to hear.
You don't have to go into the microphone.
The microphone doesn't help.
That doesn't help.
Big voice, big voice.
I'm an assistant manager at the Old Food Market in Darien. And I also work with the Ibilis Inc., which is like a special need agency. Three beautiful souls, three gentlemen.
Okay. How long have you been with the Whole Foods?
About 8 years.
8 years, okay. And I want to ask you a specific question about the 2022 situation at the Citgo gas station. Did the employee pick up the chair first, or did you pull the knife out first?
The employee was mad for some reason at one of his coworkers. And when I walked in, he was like, oh, chaos and everything. I was trying to grab a drink, and I was in the wash. And he told me, oh, he got mad. He said, I'm not going to sell you. I said, why? I'm just trying to pay for something. And he said, oh, get out. I said, why should I get out? I'm trying to buy something. And then he pulled a chair. And then when he pulled the chair, I said, just stop.
So he was threatening you with the chair?
Yeah, he pulled the chair, and that was on camera. That's why the police let me go, because they went and checked everything.
It's very, very hard to hear you.
Slow down. Talk more slowly.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, the employee pulled a chair. When he told me to get out, I said, I'm just trying to pay for something. Why should I get out? I'm going to pay for it. And then he came out with the chair. And I said, I'm stop. And I had a small knife in my pocket at the time. And I put my hand on my pocket. I didn't pull the knife. I said, please stop. Don't come out with me with the chair. I'm not going to let you hit me with the chair. And at that time, I walk out. I see that he was getting out of control. I walk out. When I was walking out, he probably already called the police. And I see the police outside. They stopped me, and I tell them what happened. And that's all. That was that.
Okay.
You said you did not take the knife out of your pocket?
No, I put my hand on the pocket, on the knife, because I tell him to stop.
We understand. He said the video shows the knife out of your pocket. That's what he said.
But I put my hand on my pocket.
So you didn't take the knife out of your pocket?
I took it, we call that, but my hand was on the knife.
Have.
It was on the knife, yes.
But you could have taken it out.
Yeah, it could have been, but my hand was on the knife, but I tell the guy just to stop.
Okay, because what he testified to was different than what you're saying. He said you had it out, but he couldn't see the blade. The video doesn't show the blade.
Yeah, but my hand was on the knife, yes, go ahead.
All right. Out of your pocket or in your pocket?
Yeah, it could be out of my pocket, but he was on the knife, yes.
Okay.
Had you had any previous problems at this gas station?
Not that I can recall, no.
What kind of knife was it?
Like a small knife, like pocket knife, like, you know, because I'm also a butcher. Before I became a manager, I was a butcher. Like a little knife, like you cut boxes. Thing like that. Small thing.
Was it a box cutter?
Not a box cutter, but like a small knife.
A flip out?
Yeah.
Okay.
But very small.
So when you say it was in your hand or your pocket, did you grab it outside of your, in your pants to show you had it, or did you take it out of your pocket?
But this, I believe I did grab it. But I mean, I didn't remember if I pulled it, that wasn't pulling out. Okay. But I grabbed it, yes. I put mine on it, I grabbed it.
Okay. You didn't open it?
No.
He used to be somebody who got in trouble, right?
Yes.
You got a pardon, right?
Go ahead.
3 years ago, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you got a what?
Pardon.
Oh. 3 years ago, so did you say 3 years?
3 years ago, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Something changed in your life?
Everything, pretty much. I mean, my whole life, I shift when I give my life to God. I'm a member of the Grace Baptist Church in Norwalk with Dr. Lindsay Curtis. I baptized, and I realized that everything that I've done wrong, and I'm not proud of them, but I use them to change my life with the help of God to shape my character. And also for my mother and my father, 90 years old, 91. My mother's 91 years old, my father's 90 years old. Never get in trouble with the law. And my mother always tell me, please do not get in trouble with the law. And I want to do all that for me, myself, and God, and for my parents also.
If you were back at that gas station today and the employee told you to get out, what would you do?
I would walk right out, just to, because now I grew up and made sure and realized that every situation I could de-escalate any situation.
Would you say you were a little late in growing up that way?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. But thank God I am. I'm here now.
Is it important to you not to break the law?
Of course. I never want to break the law again.
There's some mention in at least one of the incidents about marijuana. Do you smoke marijuana?
I used to, but not anymore.
When's the last time you smoked it?
I would say a couple years ago. I used to drink also. I stopped, I changed. Pretty much.
You don't drink anymore either?
No, I don't. Occasionally, if I go to a party or something like that, but go grab something to drink, no.
You said that you're still working at Whole Foods, but you're also working for Avilas?
Yes, just started on my second week.
So you're going to do both, or are you going to leave Whole Foods?
No, Whole Foods is my main job. I cannot.
So Avilas is
like
your second job?
Like 3 days a week. My day off plus, like, you know, two nights.
How many hours?
About 29 hours.
And where do you go for that job?
It's like a house job. We call it Cannon Street. Mm-hmm. Cannon House, I mean. We got three gentlemen, Zach, Kobe, and Matthew. Mm-hmm. And
it's a residential program.
Residential, yes, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We just interact with them, you know, take them to gym and...
When did you start that?
That was on last week, Wednesday. This week is my second week. Wednesday was what I believe.
Okay.
That was Wednesday last week.
Okay. I have nothing further.
Lieutenant, would you like to
cross-examine? Yes. For what charges was the pardon for?
All of them, everything.
I'm not sure what they were. Because if you have a pardon, I can't.
I got
them. So what
was
the
date of
the part?
I got a picture of it. All my charges was expunged because I wanted to, and that's the reason why I have a second chance. I want to use that to better myself. This is, you want to take a look of it?
What was the date of the
part? He's asking you.
What was the date of the party?
Take a look at it and answer the question.
So what was the question again?
What was the date of the party?
January 6, 23.
1-6-23, okay. And what were the reckless driving was not included in that part, correct?
Everything is in it. Right there.
That is correct. No, wait a minute. No, the reckless driving was included too, apparently. Reckless driving from when?
The 2018.
14?
2014, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was included too.
So, does it have the docket number? Should be like 429-S is the end of it?
Yep, 0429.
So, if that's a pardon that was issued on January 6, 2023, our fingerprint record from the state police dated 4-12-2023 still shows the reckless.
Pardons charges seem to take a long time to come off.
I don't know. It's a system we work on.
I know.
All I know is we collect the fingerprints and we get the results.
I know, but it does. It seems like it takes a long time to come off.
And I usually rerun prior to a hearing just to make sure and see. So I don't know. So I can't answer that either way. Because it wasn't furnished to us either as part of the questionnaire that he had a pardon for any charges that were included in the letter. So that I don't have an answer to. So just trying to clarify that.
It would have been helpful for all of us to have a copy of the pardon.
So it's likely he has no criminal record.
It seems so based on the document.
The reckless driving, apparently. So.
Yes. And based on the matching of the docket.
I'm sorry, everywhere I go and I apply for any job, I don't have no record, and I could not be able to work with Abilis if I have any record.
The new job.
What he said, well, maybe today, if you didn't run it recently, maybe it's not there anymore, but when he checked your record, it was still there, even though the pardon was there, so you gotta be careful.
No other questions?
Questions from the board? Statement?
My closing argument? Well, the board sees a lot of people who come in and they had stuff in their past and they changed. You notice the things in the denial letter, you know, they go back to 06 and we have 07 and 14 and 18. They're all kind of bunched together there for a while. I think that the 22 may have been a little bit of a fluke, but this is a guy who decided, later than some people, but decided to make a change. The Board of Pardons agreed that he's changed himself. I think he's displayed a humble and sincere attitude in front of this board. Also, that he... you know, he's motivated by thinking about his mother and father. That's a good thing. I don't see him getting into any kind of trouble in the future here. You know, the thing at the gas station in 22, that's kind of stupid. And there was no arrest made, and he has no doubt he wouldn't repeat anything like that. And I think you can tell by his demeanor today, he's not the kind of person who would repeat anything like that. So I think he's suitable. Thank you.
Lieutenant?
Yes. So basically, this denial was based on the suitability of the behavior and actions over a prolonged period from the age of, I believe, 23 or 24 up to 40 years old. The pardon charge was not actually a consideration. It was the totality of the behavior at the event. So even with that removed from the record, the suitability issue and concerns of the temperament and the behavior of the appellant at the age of 40 over a gas station dispute is still a concern for the chief of police, and those are the grounds for the denial.
Thank you. For a little bit.
Sure. This is a denial by the Norwalk Police Department. Denials for suitability. Denial, the basis of the denial was a culmination of incidents that occurred between April 2006 through March of 2022. In April of 06, there was a verbal altercation involving the appellant. There was no police action. In September of 06, another verbal argument. No police action. In June of 07, the appellant was found injured and intoxicated. He made a complaint that he had been assaulted. And there was no police action in that case. There was an incident in 2014. The appellant had failed to stop on a motor vehicle stop, attempted to elude police. When found, he threw a bag of marijuana out of the vehicle. There was multiple motor vehicle charges. Everything was subbed down to a reckless driving conviction, which appears to have been pardoned in 2023. Again, there was another disturbance argument with no police action at a store in 18. And then in March of 2022, Norwalk responded to a threatening complaint at a gas station, a verbal dispute between the appellant and the employee. Again, there's no charges filed in that case. The appellant applied for his permit approximately a year after that incident in April of 2023. The appellant is 43 years old, assistant manager of Whole Foods. Successfully applied for and received a pardon for any charges in 2023.
Thank you. Comments from the board? Hearing no comments, we'll go straight to a vote. We lost a turn on the bus.
Everyone's here.
He's here.
There's his
way. Do you go first?
Yes, I do, sir.
I'm going to go with the appellant, but the appellant should understand that any of those incidents in the past, had a gun been involved, would have been much more serious and would be in the future.
Colonel Lewis.
The appellant.
Attorney Evangelisti.
I'm going to go with the appellant.
Colonel Overton.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Cinetti.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
The appellant.
And I vote for the appellant.
Thank you. Thank you.